Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another wonderful morning inside the Letterman Lounge. Pull up a chair, whatever you have to do. Pour a cup of coffee, maybe something a little stiffer. And let's talk Ohio State football recruiting. Matt Parker on the other side of that screen. I am Spencer Holbrook. Got directions. It's all semantics, Matt. Let's get into it and welcome in to the Letterman Lounge. Matt, how are you?
You know, I couldn't be any better. The weather outside it was very funky weather this morning. You know, we had some overcast skies. It rained for a little bit, and now they're saying that it's going to be 75 and sunny, all for it to just completely go away in 2 days when we are in West Lafayette. And some of us will be nice and dry and warm in a press box, while others will be.
What the?
Wow, look at that. This guy is really just tooting his own horn right here.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, like I said, some of us are going to be nice and dry and warm and have fireworks in the press box, while others of us are going to be, in the rain. It's going to be shades of Northwestern, I guess. So really just hoping that this Ohio State-Purdue game doesn't really get off the rails. But
that's how we're starting this show.
Train puns, right. Nice.
Well, I'm gonna try to get us
back on track, okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to figure out how to not have fireworks show randomly in the background. I don't know what's going on, but shout out to StreamYard because that's the software that we use to film these. So, Matt, let's talk about the recruits, and recruits, if you will. So, Ohio State lands a commitment on Wednesday. From 2024 defensive back Leroy Roker from Bishop Vero in Florida. Yeah. Three-star. He's not going to wow anybody when it comes to the recruiting rankings. He's not going to wow anybody when you see why. You know, I saw a comment when we posted the story to Facebook. It was like, why are we excited? This is a three-star. Well, listen up, folks. I'm just kidding. I don't want to be hostile. This is a family show. Not everybody's going to be a five-star. But there are players who commit and become four stars or become higher ranked than originally. So I think that you are looking at a player who will see a ratings bump based on some recent offers, and a player who Ohio State really, really likes. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I want to get into – I wrote about this on Wednesday night for LettermanRoad.com. And I reached out to my good buddy, Cody Belair. He was the On3 National Scout Rankings Evaluator Assistant. Really helps out our guy, Charles Power, who oversees everything. And the biggest thing for me when just talking with Cody about Leroy Roker, I'm trying to find the very specific quote that he said. Oh, here we go. So this is from the guy that does like the rankings and everything. Quote, when you turn the tape on, this kid flies to the football. His ability to trigger, diagnose, and scan the field is as good as almost anyone in the 2024 cycle in terms of safeties. So that can mean one of two things, right? One, that means this is a bad safety cycle. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think there are two guys, KJ Bolden and Zaquan Patterson, that are the clear-cut, like, number one and number two safety in the country, in my opinion. And then after that, there is literally everybody else. Like, just being completely honest, it's everybody else. Those two are in a different category of their own, okay? So for our guy Cody, shout out Cody if you're watching this. Thanks for helping us out. Appreciate it. For our guy Cody to see this kid's tape, to see Roker's tape and be like, wait a minute, who is this guy? Where is he coming from? I think if you are Ohio State's scouting department, you have to feel really good about yourself. This is the kid that had literally no interest going into his senior year. I think Old Dominion had offered him or something like that. And then the Iowa Hawkeyes come in and offer him a scholarship. And Iowa, pretty good at defense. They do get kind of the maybe lower ranked guys, but then they turn those guys into NFL draft picks, and then they go on and wreak havoc in the league for like 7 to 10 years. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous what Iowa does out there in Iowa City with defensive guys. And that's the case here. Ohio State just found one of those guys, and it really starts with the scouting department at Ohio State. So you go from there, and then during the bye week, safeties coach Perry Eliano goes down to Fort Myers to see Roker, to meet, you know, coach and everything like that, go down there, see him play and everything. Leaves Florida, offering the kid a scholarship, turn around. There's an official visit from this past weekend. Roker was in town for the Maryland game. And he leaves that weekend committed to Ohio State and announces it on Wednesday. So, like, it seems like a very, you know, bang, bang, bang kind of thing, and which it was. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If a recruitment's only going on for 2 weeks and then it ends in a commitment, that is pretty quick. But Ohio State doesn't have the luxury of time anymore as it relates to recruiting, specifically as it relates to 2024 recruiting, and specifically as it relates to safety recruiting. So it's pretty simple, Spence. They found a guy that they liked. They found a guy that they see Ohio State caliber play in, offered him a scholarship, bring him to Columbus on an official visit. Just so happens that the safeties have the best game of the season for that position group with Josh Proctor eventually earning defensive Big Ten Player of the Week honors. And then you add an incredible game from both Lathan Ransom and Sonny Styles as well out of that safety group. And it's a good get for Ohio State, despite what the rankings may say. If you put that to the side, you put the tape on and you watch this guy who basically plays center field for Bishop Barrow. He's a guy and he's going to need to develop, obviously. The On3 database has him at 6'1", like 170. That 170 might be a little generous. Just seeing him in person last week, walking onto the field at Ohio Stadium, that 170 might be a little generous. And quite honestly, that 6'1 might be underselling it too. He might be like 6'2. I don't know. You saw him too, so like I don't know what you think, but
yeah, he's pretty lean.
He's got to eat. I said this to someone at the Woody on Wednesday. I was like, he needs to eat 1,000 Big Macs every day. And obviously, like, he'll eat better food because, like, Big Macs aren't good for you. They taste good, but they're not good for you.
Are you a Big Mac guy?
They're pretty good. I'm not snobby when it comes to my fast food options. I don't eat a lot of fast food, but I'm not snobby about it either.
Yeah, I rarely eat fast food. But yeah, I mean, if you're eating fast food, you're probably not going to be snobby about anything.
Well, let's pump the brakes here. I'm sure there are people out there that are fast food snobs, but I don't know. I make chicken every week, like every day of the week. So I don't really go out to eat that often.
You know, chicken's a nervous bird. Here's the thing about Leroy Roker. Okay. And I think this is important to note. This is a bad safety cycle. You already said it. We don't have to rehash that. The 2024 class is more about getting a couple of guys that you like in the safety room, far more than getting the top end guys. Because the top end guys in this cycle are not top end guys for normal cycles. Like, this is going to sound like sour grapes, but I think I'm willing to say it at this point now that Ohio State has two. Like, there are people in Ohio State's building who don't think KJ Bolden would have been a five-star in other recruiting cycles because he's a five-star. He's a great player. I'm not disparaging him whatsoever. But relative to this cycle, he's a five-star. But if you put him next to Caleb Downs and Xavier Wampa, the last two number one safeties Ohio State's missed on, I think that there's a clear pecking order, and he's number three as far as, like, out of high school talent. So I think this cycle, and Ohio State kind of echoed this to me a little bit, a couple people that I've talked to, like, this cycle's about finding guys that you like and taking them and thinking, like, okay, they can be potential playmakers for us without us going out and getting that five-star. So, like, this cycle specifically, you got to find guys that you like and that fit the program and also can be good, more than just like, hey, we got to go get the very best player on the market. And I think that's important in a cycle like this, that the Buckeyes have found Jalen McClain, who they really like, and then Leroy Roker, who they see a lot of potential in.
Yeah, and like to your point about getting guys that you like, I mean, that kind of like obviously is like the most important thing in recruiting in the first place. And if the guys that you like just happen to be the best guys, like that's great. I mean, Ohio State has its own rankings and everything like that, and its own big board and everything like that. But you kind of saw a little bit of that in the 2023 cycle, right? Like Malik Hartford wasn't, I mean, he was a four-star, but like he wasn't like the highest, you know, be all end all guy until the end of like the recruiting cycle. And then, you know, there were rankings bumps for Malik Hartford, and he already has one start as a true freshman under his belt. So like Ohio State is, I mean, they are getting what they like. Like that's the biggest thing. That's the most important thing, is that they are finding guys that will make sense on the field and off the field. Because for everything that college football recruiting is now, they still care a lot about guys that will fit into the program from a cultural stance. Cultural, is that a word? It is now. I have decreed it a word if it wasn't before. And that matters. Like that stuff matters. And like obviously Roker fits into the culture aspect of Ohio State. Otherwise, they wouldn't have taken his commitment. Plain and simple. Jalen McClain, who I spoke with him late Wednesday night. There will be a story out about him on LettermanRoad.com if it's not already. Just on and off the field, screams Ohio State Buckeye. Which really quick, we quickly talk about Jalen McClain and the fact that that might be a guy that is pretty underrated as far as safeties go. He plays safety like he's a linebacker.
He certainly does.
But he has all, like, everything about him is a safety. The size, the speed, recognition, like, everything. He just hits like a Mack truck, you know? Like, you watch some of his tape from this senior year and a lot of his junior year tape, and you're just like, oh, my God. Would not want to get tackled by that guy. So, yeah, I think despite all of the negative comments, I mean, really, it's just reporting, quite honestly. But despite all of the pessimistic things that we have said, I'm going to own it. The things that we have said about Ohio State safety recruiting and things like that, there is something to be said for doing your due diligence and really poring over the tape of kids that are, you know, not having 40 offers and everything like that, but that are good. And I mean, like Roker, for example, like passionate about football, right? But like, it wasn't until going into his senior year, like he's not a guy that went on the camp circuit and went to combines and plays on a 7-on-7 team. Like he also is the point guard for his basketball team, like his high school basketball team. So, yeah. Which kind of explains some of his like ball hawk abilities, you know? Yeah, like this is a guy that like really, really started focusing on football going into his senior year. So you have that. What is it with Ohio State like finding these basketball players that all of a sudden want to care about football? Like, have you noticed that? Or is that just me?
It's just athletes. I think they just want athletes.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is something to be said for that. But like, Like I was going on that little tangent right there about basketball players becoming more football players. And like in my head, I was thinking of like, oh, DeJuan Jones. Like he was a
Sean Wade.
Yeah, Sean Wade. JT. He was
Josh Proctor.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what? Maybe it is just athletes, but it's interesting, don't you think? I don't know. I have basketball on my mind as we're talking about Ohio State football recruiting. So
some of the guys Ohio State looks at too, Matt, don't do the entire year-round football thing. Like Josh Proctor's from Oklahoma. They don't have as much year-round football there. You know, DeJuan Jones is from Indiana. They don't have as much year-round football there. So you naturally get guys who play multiple sports. Lincoln Keenholz, you know, he's not – I'm sorry, but they're not playing football in December and January in South Dakota. So, like, you know, it's just, I think it might be just like a little cultural where they know, like, you know, it is weird, though. I'll give you that. I agree.
Like, I don't know. I'm just like – And like yeah. that all goes back to the fact that like the football team thought that they could beat the men's basketball team. And like for everything that the men's basketball team is, like they would smoke Ohio State's football team. Like absolutely. Yes. There's a reason why they're playing college basketball at a major program. But like I'm not gonna get into that rabbit hole. That you know, I'm absolutely not gonna entertain that conversation. Well, let's move on. Let's move on, Matt.
Let us move on. I think many people are trying to move on from that summer hangover. They're sitting on the couch a lot. We're watching a lot of football. And let me tell you about a thing you guys can do to cure your summer hangover, and that is with HelloFresh. If you use the promo code 50LOUNGE at HelloFresh.com, you get free shipping and 50% off HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Turn to HelloFresh for yummy add-ons and enjoy the season's limited time fall flavor lineup. Feast on desserts, Matt. Desserts like apple cider cake with caramel sauce. You can please a crowd on your Buckeye game day parties with appetizers like the barbecue pulled pork nachos. Matt, I know you love pumpkin flavor because we are big proponents of the pumpkin cream cold brew wherever it's sold. And HelloFresh kind of complements that because they have a mini pumpkin cheesecake. Perfect for a me time treat. You live with a roommate, but you kind of live alone. You need some me time, Matt. The me time treat you need is the mini pumpkin cheesecake from HelloFresh. And you can get it, Matt. And you can get it, viewer or listener or however you're taking this show in. If we using the promo code 50LOUNGE at HelloFresh.com, America's number one meal kit, and you get 50% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com. A crazy schedule can make it easy to fall back on your dinner time recipe rut. Keep mealtime exciting with over 40 recipes to choose from every week. You can choose different recipes every week. So there's always something delicious to discover with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Use that promo code 50LOUNGE right now. Save a ton of money, 50% off and free shipping at HelloFresh.com. Go there now and kick off football season with HelloFresh.
Matt. Did you really just say pumpkin cheesecake?
Like, yeah, man.
Buddy, you know I am a sucker for anything pumpkin. So I'm gonna have to look into that.
Yeah, well, and if you use that promo code, you can save a lot of money when you look into it.
Not only am I about pumpkin flavored things, but I'm also about saving money.
Oh, two thumbs up, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm afraid to do two thumbs up again because if I do, the fireworks might show up again. I don't know if you haven't noticed. I've been a little distracted during the show because I've been furiously Googling how the heck do I get this off of the screen? Close. Does it happen again? What?
Whoa.
How does this happen? I don't want you here, fireworks. Get out of here.
What happens if I do two thumbs down?
I don't know. I'm like summoning things behind me. I don't know. Software is weird, man. Software is weird. You know what else is weird, Matt?
What's that?
That Ohio State's playing at Purdue, where weird things happen. But next week, Matt, Ohio State will host Penn State, a huge game in the horseshoe. Penn State and I am alerting the masses right now. If you're watching this video, hit the little bell underneath. That way you get a notification when next week's Letterman Lounge happens, because we will be previewing.
Maybe two.
We could do a double dip of if you want two shows, tell us in the comments. Next week for the Penn State game, if you want two shows, put in the comments. It's a weird week, though, Matt, because Ohio State's on the road at Purdue. It's also an exciting week at Letterman Row. I would be remiss if I did not mention. Letterman Row has added to the staff, Alex Gleitman, now on the message board, throwing a little bit of content up on the site. We welcome Alex into the recruiting apparatus here at LettermanRow.com. Matt's doing a fantastic job. We just wanted to add a little bit to that recruiting apparatus, and it's an exciting time for Letterman Row, Matt.
Yeah, no, I am happy that Alex is with us. Very experienced guy, and you know, it's fun. It's a fun time right now, man. I love that the trend of our in-season acquisitions, like we did it last year with our very own Andy Backstrom. Mm-hmm. You know, think about that. We got Alex Gleitman back or in the rotation here, so we're building this thing up, baby.
Yeah, and you can get all of that coverage. My stuff on the team side with Andy Backstrom, stuff on the team side, and Tim May stuff on the team side. You can get Matt Parker and Alex Gleitman for $1 for your first month. That gets you through the Penn State game. At this point, it almost gets you to the Michigan game. And then after that, we'll just talk about pricing later. You don't have to worry about it. $1 for 1 month right now, though. I think it's going to be worth it. Matt, where do you want to go with this recruiting stuff, man? We got a lot to talk about, but
we do.
Don't want to leave the people here for too long. We're going to talk a lot next week with Penn State week on board, but it's kind of a interesting week. A lot going on in the secondary, for sure.
Oh, I know where we need to go. We're going to dip our toes a little bit into the 2025 cycle.
Yes.
Because Ohio State also had a commit in the 2025 cycle Monday about 9:30 in the morning. 3-star wide receiver from Coco High School out there in Coco, Florida. That's COCOA, Florida. Javen Boggs, who Ohio State sees a lot of Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Javen Boggs. So, yeah, one of the best wide receivers in program history. Yeah, that's big stuff, isn't it? So, Javen Boggs, that guy, committed to Ohio State in the 2025 cycle, joins Bell Fountain quarterback Tavian St. Clair. And there is there's room for another commitment here potentially this week, potentially on Saturday. 4-star cornerback Blake Woodby from St. Francis Academy, powerhouse out there in Baltimore, Maryland. Shout out Delaware. Out there in Baltimore, Maryland. Committing Saturday to either Ohio State, Oregon, Alabama, Clemson, or Tennessee. And if you just read the tea leaves a little bit here, we'll go back to Javen Boggs since you have that line at the bottom. I just wanted to set up the Blake Woodby
thing. Oh, no, all good. This is your party, man.
Blake Woodby committing on Saturday, was at Ohio State last weekend. Great visit by all counts, according to him, according to sources at Ohio State. So I think something would have to go catastrophic. Something would have to go wrong. I can't think of a good enough adjective. Perhaps adverb.
Awry.
Ah, yes. Something would have to, there'd have to be a big mess up.
Peter, use faux pas.
Yeah, something would have to, a serious clown show would have to happen. I have not put in a prediction into the On3 recruiting prediction machine, just because I haven't. But I feel pretty confident that the 4-star, the number 9 cornerback and 91 overall prospect in the On3 industry rankings in the 2025 cycle is going to be a Buckeye come Saturday. What say you?
Yeah, I think it would be huge. I'm not going to make a prediction here, but I think it would be huge for the Buckeyes if this were to happen, because they're already very much leading the pack on the Devin Sanchez recruitment, a 5-star corner in the 2025 class. You've got Trey McNutt in this state who has deep, deep Ohio State ties as an option at cornerback. You've got Dorian Brew, who is a former Ohio kid who may or may not play defense or offense, depending on where Ohio State may want him or any other program may want him. recruitment reminds me a little bit of the Lorenzo Styles Jr. recruitment, where some schools are saying offense, some schools are saying defense. He's from Ohio, but he just moved to Texas. You simply put, I'm not going to rant. This is your show, Matt. I'm not going to rant, but Ohio State has a chance to really, really step it up in the 2025 class with the defensive backs. And that's on the heels of the 2024 class that includes three pretty good corners. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, Denzel Burke may be an All-American and a first-round pick this year. So let's just put it here, Matt, and put a pin in that so we can get the Javon Boggs. Stock up on the Ohio State secondary. Oh, the Ohio State secondary is almost to the moon right now.
Yeah, I mean, I was texting with Bryce West just a little bit after the Ohio State-Maryland game, and, you know, he has declared BIA back. So
I think we'll see next week.
We'll see, but the current guys on Ohio State's roster are so bought in right now into what they're doing. Their confidence is at an all-time high, probably the highest we've seen the confidence of any Ohio mm-hmm. State defensive back group in a few years at least. The future of the program sees that. I mean, guys like Aaron Scott Jr. and Bryce West and Miles Lockhart, you know, that 2024 class, they see that. And then you have guys like Devin Sanchez, you know, number one or number two cornerback in the country in the 2025 cycle, depending on where you look at, number two in On Three's rankings, you know, plays in the Houston area and is every single week wearing Ohio State gloves. Now, I don't buy into the science of, you know, gloves and cleats and all of that nonsense. Kind of an old man take for the 25-year-old over here. But, yeah, that stuff matters. But let's go back to the guy that is going to go to Ohio State, Javon Boggs, at least as of right now, he's going to go to Ohio State. It was the kiss of death that was avoided by Ohio State here. When Boggs earned his offer in June, after a very impressive camp, from what I was told, I was in LA at the time when he was on campus for this recruiting camp. Very impressive camp, head-turning performance. He announced his offer and said Ohio State was his dream school. And everyone was just like, oh, no. All right, he's not going to go to Ohio State. And he has been wanting to commit to Ohio State ever since he earned the offer. Ohio State, you know, kind of pushing things off, just being like, hey, like, you know, super young in your recruitment process, like, figure things out. You know, in 4 months from now, if you still want to be a Buckeye, we're going to take you. But, you know, this offer is going to open up every single other offer for you. You're a wide receiver, you know, Ohio State offered. Watch what happens. And sure enough, you know, he adds, you know, a nice handful of offers. But 4 months, I think that's the math, 4 months. Mm-hmm. 4 months goes by, and October 9th, that was Monday, October 9th, Javon Boggs woke up, went to school, probably first period, second period, and then he goes, boom, committed, announced it to the world. And that's a cool moment, man. A guy that has wanted to be an Ohio State Buckeye for as long as, you know, he can imagine. He's one of those Florida guys that, you know, has three Power Five programs in his backyard, and they all stink. Have stunk his entire life anyway. Florida State's kind of turning it around right now, but and has watched the Buckeyes, which I think that's just hilarious. Really quick side note, that is pretty funny to me. And now he's living out his dream, and he told me that as much on a Monday. He was like, you know, like it's my dream to be an Ohio State Buckeye and to be developed into a first round draft pick and be one of Coach Hartline's guys. And that's what he's going to do. And he has the distinct honor of being the first wide receiver commit in Ohio State's 2025 class, which is also kind of cool.
It's just part of a cycle, man. They get the offensive guys locked down, and then they go headhunting on defense. That's what they do. 2023 class, they did the same thing. The 2024 class, they're doing the same thing. They're trying to add defense at the end of this. The 2025 class looks like it's going to be the same thing. Already got the quarterback, already got the wide receiver. Now you go build out from there. And that's just been the strategy for a long time, because then you can get a head start on the next class and the next class. And that keeps that pipeline going on the offensive side of the ball. Now they need to start doing it on defense. My thing is, Matt, right now I'm getting a sense of, like, we already know. We could probably clip the last 5 minutes out of this show and I could just say, hey, Matt, say the line. And you could say, Heartline going to Heartline. And we'd be like, yeah, that's the thing, man. And then I would say, we're getting to a point, Matt, where I'm thinking that we might be on to a Walton going to Walton.
I mean,
or OG Walt going to OG Walt, as they call him. I will
say, I'm going to pump the brakes on that for just a second, only because, like, I will put my foot on the gas for that if and when Devin Sanchez signs his letter of intent to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because that is something, and we talked about this, I think, last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. But that is a recruitment where, you know, in June, Ohio State was like, oh, yeah, like, we don't think we have a chance here. And we're in October, in the middle of October, talking about, yeah, we're running this thing. Like, Ohio State is, like, we're running this thing. So, I mean, Texas A&M is making some noise in there for all the reasons that Texas A&M makes noise in recruitments. Take that for what you will. And Alabama is in there as well. But, like, Alabama obviously is defensive back factory. So those are really the main contenders right now. And if it ends up being those three, Ohio State is going to put its relationship-driven recruiting up against how Texas A&M recruits, however they may recruit. I don't know specifically how they recruit. What's that?
Who's to say?
But Texas A&M is really going to go to the bank there for that one.
You're really setting yourself up for an appearance on TexAg, man. You gotta watch out.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Worse things have been said about me on the internet. So that's whatever. Oh, and then Alabama, like, you know. Alabama's Alabama, you know.
Yeah.
We all know what they do with defensive backs. I mean, look at Caleb Downs. He's gonna be do they do a freshman All-American list? Like, is that a thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy's gonna be a freshman All-American. He's 18, 19 years old and is the starting safety at Alabama. So he's very good. Kind of a tangent there. I know my mind is, like, all over the place at 10 in the morning as we record this, but a little bit of brain vom has never hurt anybody, especially on this show where we just kind of let it all fly. You know
what has hurt a lot of people, Matt?
What's that?
When they go to buy tickets and they don't use the promo code Buckeyes on GameTime.co or on the GameTime app for that $20 off, that sweet, sweet $20 bill that you get back in return that you wouldn't get anywhere else, using that promo code Buckeyes on GameTime.co or the GameTime app, it's the place to go for all of your ticketing needs. They do this thing where if you know the drill by now, I've told you guys all of this before. They do this thing where if you find a ticket after you buy your ticket on Game Time, you find a ticket cheaper in the same row or same section on a different ticketing website, and then you show Game Time, they will refund you 110% the difference. I've tried to do the math before. I can't because I'm a dumb. So
yeah, let's just skip out on the math. Not a math show, confirmed.
But they refund you 110% the difference, which is awesome. So what I'm telling you is go use that promo code Buckeyes for $20 off your first purchase on the Game Time app or GameTime.co. You trying to go to West Lafayette, brave the elements with Matt on Saturday while I'm nice and dry in the press box? Go ahead. Use that promo code Buckeyes. Get $20 off your tickets. You're trying to go splurge a little bit, spend that money to go see Ohio State, Penn State in the horseshoe next week? Use that promo code Buckeyes. Get $20 off that purchase with the Game Time app or GameTime.co. And it's not just for game tickets, man. It's for concerts. It's for Blue Jackets. You want to go, join the fifth line, head on over there and Nationwide. You want to go watch the Buckeyes play some hockey. You want to see Chris Holtman and the fellas in action. Kevin McGuff, the Ohio State women's basketball program, GameTime.co, the Game Time app. It's the only place to go for all your tickets. Yeah, you got to do it. Matt's done it. Tim did it. To go see Lil Baby last month, had a great time. Andy's done it. So yeah, we'll keep trucking along with Game Time. That's the place to go for the tickets, Matt.
Yeah. I Christmas is coming up. people like experiences. So I'm going to use that and buy some tickets for some family, and, you know, have them go see some different events or whatever. And I hope they appreciate the gesture.
Well, they certainly will, because you use Game Time. They won't if you use a different ticketing app. And that's basically the bottom line. But
you're absolutely a partner.
The bottom line is, that's where we're ending this thing, because we've just been here for far too long. That's Matt Parker on the other side of that screen. But you already knew that because his name says Matt.
Oh, I didn't get the fireworks. Oh. Boo.
Yeah, let's go.
What's the deal here, man?
I don't know. But I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And I will find out how to get rid of those fireworks. Are you anti or for fireworks?
I'm very pro fireworks. You could like fireworks. Fireworks don't exclusively belong to the 4th of July. Okay. Let me have this 90 seconds here. Fireworks don't exclusively belong to the 4th of July. People light off fireworks on New Year's. Okay. And I love that. Fireworks in the snow, kind of fun. Looks cooler, honestly. You want to light fireworks on October 12th at like 9 o'clock at night? You know what?
No.
Go ahead. Do it. There's always something to celebrate, Spence. And
I'll tell you what I celebrate. A nice peaceful evening in the Columbus suburbs, okay? Get off my lawn with these fireworks. I appreciate fireworks for what they are. But I have neighbors, okay? As an adult now, I have neighbors who, I guess, don't understand the value of a nice peaceful evening, and who, like, 7 days after the 4th of July, open their car trunk and find fireworks left over. And they're like, oh, let's light these off at 2:13 a.m. No.
Okay, well, all right. Time out. There is, like, be courteous.
There's a time and a place for fireworks. And that time and place is not in the background of Letterman Lounge with Matt Parker and Spencer Holbrook. So on that note, you've already got me fired up. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go yell at my neighbors again. All right? All right?
Yeah. Well, fresh 27-year-old, get off my lawn. Everyone say happy birthday to Spencer in the comments, too.
That was days ago, Matt. I don't know what you're talking about. For Matt on the other side of the screen, I'm Spencer. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the latest Letterman Lounge. We'll see you next week for a massive preview edition of Ohio State, Penn State on the recruiting trail, while we do it on the team side at LettermanRow.com. $1 for 1 month. Go there, get that deal right now. We'll see you guys next week in the Letterman Lounge.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.